outside of this facility in his space RV Winnebago. He is dealing with the betrayal of the Mandalorian culture, their way of life, their
creed.
Their creed, very good word. By his mentor, probably a father figure. And he has received the message from Rolsot that he has located, not only located the server, but has also found access, got an access card after a very well rolled makeout session with somebody. So, because Rolsot is wearing the face of a Sith officer, and apparently that Sith officer was, you know, apparently had a somebody on the side here, and good old Rolsot got a little bit of action. And got a key card in the process.
Hmm.
So, Dork, you're outside the facility. You found this kind of weak spot where they're doing construction, replacing a power station converter generator dealy bob. And, yeah, so what is the plan? You know where this information Taken's plans, his, whatever you want to call his way of, his philosophy on this weird, force-driven Mandalorian mix-up, mash-up idea that he came up with is all in one spot.
Okay. You see Dorek sort of finishing his drive and slowing down to a crawl around the sort of road perimeter around this wall. Okay, Dorek. Have to destroy the tape. Oh, yeah, the tapes. No, okay, Dork. We have to destroy the recordings. This place is pretty far out in the middle of nowhere. They probably don't have replacements, and there's a very large number of Sith trainees that we've got to get out of here. I mean, you didn't exactly know how you were gonna get off Malachor already. But, yeah, okay, you'll figure that out,
So, your communicator goes off and it's Rolsot.
Hey, yo, Dork, hey, you there? You okay?
Yeah, just, yeah.
Yeah, so, look, it looks like, everyone's gathering for something, everything's coming together, so, what do you want to do? Because it looks like they're having a big meeting, a big gathering or something. They're calling in like all the trainees. I mean, like all of them, you know, from all over. So you're going to have to let me know what you want to do. Yeah, and all these folks, all these trainees, they're like gathering in the quad, you know, with the big screen where we saw the one dude, what they're doing the thing with the talk. Yeah. So maybe it's about to give another speech. I don't know how often they do this. I suppose we could look it up, but I ain't got time for that right now. Really, I guess the question is, what type of time frame are we on? Because we can do this now. You know, we can start doing something. Are you ready? I don't know. What are you thinking?
The longer we stay here, the more likely we're going to be noticed. Okay. So they're all gathering in one place. What side of the compound are they gathering?
You know how where we rolled in at the very front?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right there in the front, where we rolled in, and there was that holo projector with the big bearded dude up in the front. Because, you know, he was giving that speech. I think they're about to have, like, their morning prayer. I don't know. It sounds like what we do with Wowzers. You know, we have a daily morning prayer. I don't know. What do you Mandos? What do you Mandalorian do? Do you got any prayer like that in the morning? Or at all?
Well, some of us, to the ancestors. It's complicated. Dwayne, I have a question.
Sure. This is
a very important question. What time of day, what time of day/night is this?
I would say this is probably, because you got there early in the day, and the second day? Because I remember you spent one night because you healed up all your wounds. So this is probably, I'd say, late afternoon, after lunch, pre-dinner, people on the central of the United States might call it supper. Mm. So that pre-sunsetty time, but the sun is going down.
All right. If we're going to make a move, it should probably be during darkness. but might have enough time. Okay. Doric carefully notes the location of the generator and tells Rolsot to keep in position near the you know, close enough that he can get to the records when it's time, but not in a place that is like immediately suspicious.
So what's our plans for later? You know, they're kind of having a kind of a mix idea tonight, and I was thinking about that, you know, guy I made up with earlier with the beard, the little tender one. You know, was pretty good at making out, so I was thinking, you know, maybe get together, you know. Really, it's up to you, because, you know, you being player one, I'm player two. It's really up to you, but if you're not doing anything, you know, maybe I'll just take tonight. You good with that?
Does he look like a potential defector?
Yeah, I don't know what defectors taste like. But for the right cause, I'm willing to try again.
Unfortunately, Rolsot, I think this is going to have to take priority. I think we're either going to do something tonight or very, very soon, depending on what's being said at this gathering.
Yep, no worries. I really just wanted you to have all the information. It's all good.
Okay. Doric is going to finish his patrol and put the RV back away. Doric, I believe, as we were called, has various weapons of mayhem, right?
Yeah, he's well. You did stop at the gun store. You guys picked up some stuff, so you have. I don't think we were really defined on it, but you kind of have what you're going to need.
Okay. Cool. Doric parks the RV, walks over to the sort of vicinity of this gathering, and leans against the nearest support column or wall or whatever.
So you see all of the troops that have the young ones. I wouldn't call them young ones. They're like, you know, in their mid-late teens, most of them. And you see them standing in rows. Like, you recognize this Mandalorian precision of row after row of soldiers standing there unmoving. But you do notice something odd about how they're standing. In these long rows, there are spots missing. You know the spacing that you were trained. You know how Taken thinks. And there shouldn't be these odd gaps in their lines. There's like people missing, but no one's like looking around for anybody. It's just accepted that, hey, there should be a person there, but there's no one standing there. The pillar kind of lights up a little bit, and you see the holographic image that you instantaneously recognize as young Taken, I guess we can call him, because you know Taken as an older, more grandfatherly figure. This is like a Taken who might be your age. The beard doesn't have the gray. He's in his prime physical condition. And the image kind of looks down at all the soldiers, nods in that way you recognize the Taken would acknowledge that he was pleased with what he saw.
Those of you who remain, you are so close to your pinnacle, and you have fought harder than most, than any unit in the galaxy. You have fought harder than any Sith or Mandalorian that remain.
When we are Thork done,
snorts as he realizes this is pre-recorded.
When we are done here, know that this force will be the Emperor's right hand. And as a right hand, you will pass judgment wherever he sees fit.
And I don't know, in my head, I kind of picture Mandalorians kind of being like Marines with that kind of like hoorah type thing they kind of do when, you know, they give that strong, overly masculine affirmative. So I don't know if there is a Mandalorian version of that, but you know, that kind of like very proud military football kind of hoorah, just in a very like an almost in perfect unison. You hear them all do that with a nice strong acknowledgement of their head. And it continues with that speech. And you recognize that this is similar to what Taken told you about being strong, being proud, being striving for perfection, and knowing that you'll never get there. But in the hunt for perfection is where greatness lies. And let's have a moment where, with those lines, when did Doric first hear that kind of speech from him? That speech of, you'll never be perfect, but in that lack of perfection is where you'll find your greatness. When did you first hear that from Taken?
I think there is a little game that Taken used to play with him. Taken would walk him into a room and ask him, what do you see? And Rourke would answer. And then Taken would ask again, what do you see? And Doric would answer more. And Taken would ask, what do you see? And eventually, and Doric would continue trying to think of every single thing that was occurring in that room, every potential bad thing that could happen in that room, every potential place that you could get out. And that table could be used as a weapon. That dresser could be hiding a bomb. That's the area of the room you should stand if a bomb drops on the roof. And Doric, at maybe 12 years old, after a very long day hiking out in the wilderness, comes back and plays this game. And by the end, is breaking down crying as he is racking his brain and cannot think of anything else to say.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Taken puts his hand on his shoulder and reminds them that he will never be able to think of everything.
Yes. All right. So you're having that flashback. The speech continues. And then the speech stops for a second. And you hear the voice change in a way. It's still the same sounding voice, but give me a perception check real quick. Do against two purple.
Okay. Do I get any blue dye because this is Mandalorian?
Yeah, I'll say because you know that it's stuff you've heard before and you know Taken's voice, you know what his voice is supposed to sound like. So I'll give you a blue for that.
Mm-hmm.
So you got success and three advantages. So, okay. So I will say with the success, you hear that change in voice. And like you said earlier, Doric could tell that this was a recorded message. This is like a pre-recorded thing because it had that place where the voice doesn't go higher because that's where the recording stopped. But now as the voice continues, Doric, you know this is live. This is an actual person now talking. Where it was a pre-recorded hologram, this is now like a live feed hologram. And with three advantages, I will say while you're staring at this face that you know, well, I mean, you may not have known Taken when he was this age, but you know, you can tell someone's face. You maybe saw holovids or pictures of him and you know the face. And the face kind of turns looking at the crowd. And for a moment, it's like its eyes locked with you. And in that moment, you realize there's something wrong with this face. Like that uncanny valley feeling, like it looks too right, like someone is trying way, way too hard to make this face look like Taken's. And the voice continues.
This training we have been doing has been difficult. But there are challenges that we must be prepared for. Such as the challenge of an outsider here amongst us, who does not wish us to succeed.
I'm going to go ahead and flip a dark side point.
An outsider who feels that the ways of the Mandalorians should only be of the Mandalorians. Who thinks that what we are doing is not the natural progression, but Del War.
And there's a, you know, small chuckle amongst the teenagers, because, you know, it's kind of like your teacher almost making a fart joke. And they all kind of chuckle for a moment. And then you hear a small murmuring as they're starting to realize what he's saying, that someone here doesn't believe. Someone here does not belong. And slowly, I start looking left and right. And how far away is Doric from this group?
He is like, I imagine he's like the roughly the like half the length of the body of people, I would say.
Okay. So I'm a teacher, and I've been in plenty of assemblies in my day. Mm-hmm. And kids, when something's going on in the assembly, but they don't all want to look, you kind of see heads turning, going back, heads turning, going back, that all of a sudden, almost everyone's head goes at the same time, and they all look back because no one wants to get caught. Mm-hmm. It's kind of that motion where people start looking around, and then you hear the murmuring, and everyone, every once in a while, you see a head turn and kind of look at you.
I want to roll a perception check.
Sure, go ahead. What are you hoping to obtain?
Doric, looking coolly from behind his helmet, is looking for the ones who look guilty.
Okay. So you're trying to see.
Yeah.
So
the ones who are like, they know that I'm not totally into this.
So you're looking for people who recognize you're the bad guy, or are you looking for people who feel guilty, as in like they know they're doing something wrong?
The ones who know that they're doing something wrong, that are like nervous that people are going to start like being suspicious towards them.
It's kind of like it's like a Judas moment. One of you has betrayed me, and everyone's like, "Oh shit, it's me." Okay. You're from a distance. We'll say three purple, and we'll make it. We'll throw a black because there's a lot of heads turning. And like I said, these kids aren't taking like a solid look at you. It's like, glance and look back. So for you to kind of scan for a few seconds, it's going to be hard to tell if anyone's doing it, but it's not possible. Not impossible, I should say. Mm-hmm. So three purple and a black.
Okay. Three purple and a black. And my perception is, I was about to ask if I could, if Doric's experience with other Mandalorian kids knowing they've done something wrong, but honestly, nah, I don't need a blue die for that. Okay.
Yeah, because these aren't like typical Mandalorian kids, so it'd be a little different.
Yeah. Doric did not grow up in such a that environment. There we go. Okay.
Yeah, okay. So two failures and two threats. So yeah, while you're looking, you definitely you can't, everyone's just looking at you, and they all have that same kind of like angry look. You don't see anyone being like, "Oh, I hope they don't see me." You see everyone's like, "Oh, I hope I find this son of a gun, because I'm gonna make him pay." Everyone you see just looks like fire in their eyes as they're looking for this non-believer, this traitor.
So Doric thinks about this. Clearly, there is someone controlling the operation. Someone who has probably cottoned on to him. And Doric, I'm going to flip a light side point.
Sure.
Doric, standing almost perfectly still, very quietly and slowly rubs the thumb and forefinger of his glove together.
Mm-hmm.
And the explosive that he had rigged to the power generator suddenly goes off. And Doric says very quietly into his microphone, "I think we should probably I think it's time to start destroying stuff."
All right. So the power generator kind of just explodes off to the side of this complex. The wall was kind of already semi under construction as they were switching out the generator. So it just kind of just crumbles from the explosion, and it's kind of like it falls and everyone looks, and for a moment there's a really nice breeze that comes through this nice hole, because, you know, it's walls, there's not much of a breeze in here, but all of a sudden there's like a nice gust of wind that comes through. And then, trying to imagine, these are very well trained young, you know, child soldiers. They wouldn't like freak out, probably. So yeah, I would say,
but their attention would be diverted from him.
Oh yeah, yeah, no. Everyone looks towards the explosion, and you see with like, you know, crazy amount of precisions, they start breaking into groups and going, like, you see some going to barracks getting weapons, some going towards the wall looking like almost like field medics, looking for anyone who's close, because there's probably soldiers that were near there. There's probably people hurt. And it's like all of a sudden it's like a well-oiled machine. Not that this has happened before, but these kids have been trained to know what to do if stuff goes sideways. And yeah, there are some definitely grabbing weapons and starting to scout around looking for whatever caused that explosion. So I'm gonna say, are you trying to hide? What are you trying to do?
Doric is trying to figure out where the person who was taking on Taken's face for that sort of assembly, where they are probably located.
Okay, give me a knowledge check. And this is a military base, so give me a knowledge warfare to see where, in your experiences, where the command center would be, we'll say. We'll say,
can I get a blue die since I've staked this area out previously?
Yes, you have gone around. You and Rolsot have had some conversations. Rolsot has gone to some of the inner workings while he was doing his thing. So you guys have had conversations. Mm-hmm. You've been here one night, so I'm sure that you guys didn't, like, you know, braid each other's hair and go to sleep. You guys probably had a strategy meetings. So I'm sure you guys talk. So yeah, I'll give you a blue for that. I'll say it's a 3 purple. This is a large complex, and you've only been here for a day, so you know the outside pretty well. Rolsot kind of knows the inside fairly well. So say 3 purple, and you get a blue for Rolsot's information.
Okay. Wash.
Okay. So yeah, so you look around trying to figure out, and there are at least 2 places that you would imagine that a command center would be. So you have one of 2 choices. If you want to try to flip a coin and go to them, I'll say one is kind of in the far corner away from everything else, because it is the farthest from the main entrance, but it is probably a more secure area. And then there is another kind of jutted tower that is taller than the rest, which probably gives a better perspective on everything. So it is either the taller tower with the great view or the more secure, kind of more complex.
Doric whispers to his microphone, "All right, blow up the computer and get out of there. Pretend that you're just as confused as everybody else." And Dor begins stalking over towards the more secure shack.
Okay, let's take care of Rolsot's roll right now to see how his stealth goes. We have a sheet.
Roll, comma, sot.
Rolsot, roll. He had crazy stealth, though. Yeah, he's got 4 Noah. He is a master spy. All right, for yellow, we'll say 2 purple, because everyone's kind of chaotic. We'll give him a blue, because he's been here before, he's been walking around, but we'll also throw a black, because he's going to be somewhere he's not supposed to be. So 2 purple, black there. He's most likely going to succeed with the team, God bless it. Just to make it challenging, I'm going to flip one of my dark side to make it 1 red and a purple. So maybe we'll get a fun despair. Alrighty, so we got 4 yellow versus 4 yellow and a blue, a red, a purple, and a black. Alright. No triumphs, no despairs, but 2 successes and 2 advantages. So yeah, Rolsot goes, "I'm on it." And you were looking at him when you said that, then all of a sudden Rolsot's just gone. Like, he just ducks his head and he disappears into the crowd. And yeah, he will be able to definitely get to the server room. And then we'll probably do 1 more roll for him when he gets there to see how the exploding kind of goes. So you are going towards the more stronger, the more well fortified place.
Well, here's my question: is there a guard in front of either of these two buildings?
No. Right now, with the explosion, and this is their facility. They're not going to guard, you know, from themselves. So they had guards on the walls, just, you know, because that's just keep on track of what's outside. Anyone inside up to this point have been on their team.
Doric walks. So what I'm imagining this sort of squat building is like, it's like not too big. It's just kind of like a room size. Doric is very calmly, as if nothing at all, is very, very calmly and very resolutely stomping up to this thing. And he gently checks the knob, but I imagine it's locked. So he kicks down the door.
Okay. Let's see, I just like that. That's an awesome movie moment. So yeah, we'll just say you just kick in this door. So I'm like, I could have you do a brawl check or brawn check or whatever. I'm like, nah. I think that's my rule of cool. If it sounds like something in a movie, I'm sure the Mandalorian doesn't have to do a check roll every time he kicks in the door on that show. So kick in the door. And I just want to ask a question before. Why, in either Nimoy's head or Doric's head, why did you start with this building?
Someone who can't even... No, there's something that Doric's learned about Mandalorians and the way that you do things. You don't hide your face because you're scared of someone seeing you. Someone who can't even take the... Someone who doesn't even have the courage to show their own face and has to pretend to be someone else to a group of children. They don't have the stones to be up in a place where people can see them. They want to be nice and far away so nobody knows who they are or where they are. They're a coward. The sort of people who run this program are cowards. Children beating cowards.
I dig it. Okay. So, yeah, you go into this room and, yeah, this is, it's kind of sparse. Like, where you are, it is definitely, I don't want to say, like, the classic, like, computer sci-fi lab, but there are, this is probably one of the higher tech areas. There are computers and... These are more techs than soldiers that would be in here. I mean, clearly they have training, but these guys are just running around, pushing buttons, typing, trying to figure out how to, you know, divert power because that was like their main power generator. And they're like, oh, crap, how are we going
to keep this going? No, you got to do that. No, we can't cut off power to there. We need that. That's where we're keeping the ice cream for the social layer. Come on, man. Focus.
That kind of stuff.
Doric walks in. Levels his blaster at the main computer and shouts, "You idiots! They've gotten into the computers!" And he opens fire onto the workstation.
Okay, so you're just gonna fire at their computers?
Yes. Can I roll a deception?
Yeah, go ahead. Give me a roll of deception. Let me grab a sheet for a...
I don't mind if this is slightly difficult, but like...
Well, they have technicians, so I can pull up one of the, these technician sheets. God, thank you, Star Wars adversaries. Makes the thinking a lot easier for me. We'll do a first order technician, and you are doing a deception, which would be, would that be against for them? Their perception, I guess? All right, it'll be against their perception. That'll be against two purple. I'm going to give you a black because you are not dressed like a Sith officer. So if Rolsot was the one doing it, because he looks like an officer, obviously it would be way more believable. All of a sudden, this Mandalorian, which they may have never seen, kicks in the door and says, they're in the computers and starts shooting the computers. It's going to be a little bit harder. So I'm going to say one black for you being dressed like a Mandalorian and one black because right now they're not going to trust anybody that isn't one of their own. So you're already not trusted as a Mandalorian, and two, you're unfamiliar. So two black, two purple.
Can I get a blue die? Because this is utterly terrifying, and even if they don't believe me, they're like, we could probably just wait until this is blown over to address this, because...
We don't want to die. So yeah, I'll give you a blue for that, for the shock and awe. All right, so You got 3 successes and 2 threats there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you are going to go ahead and shoot those computers, and your claim is that someone's hacked the computer systems.
Yes.
Okay. And you do that, and they go,
why did you shoot it? We could have... Firewalls! There's things we do! We don't just shoot the computers!
Doric grabs the nearest one by the collar, and what Doric looks around for a moment. Is there any sort of microphone or other like software for voice recording?
You know, Doric really doesn't have time to start a podcast right now. So. No, I think this is where you see this is like just computers, terminals. Hmm. Yeah, I don't see any like mics or heads. No one's wearing a headset. It's just. These are just regular, this is IT. There's computers, keyboards. They're the thing that makes all the hologram projection run. They're the ones who control all the electrical stuff that's going on in there, but none of them are like the speaking kind.
Dort grabs the nearest one by the collar, pulls them up and says, put in a complaint later. I'm trying to save your sorry ass. Where's the announcer?
He's in the secure room, I'm gonna have...
You just see him go on his little communicator. Moff Viking, the...
We're being told they're in the computers. We're gonna do a complete shutdown of all the terminals.
Dork tries desperately not to grin. Right. Stay put. If anyone comes around, be ready to shoot. And he sets him down. Stay safe out there, soldiers. And he gives them a salute and begins rushing over towards the other place he thinks that the announcer is.
Sure. So just so you know, the threat there is that Viking knows
something sus.
Knows that, yeah. Well, I'll probably go back and edit this.
The Mandalorian is telling us that the computers are the problem, so we're going to shut it down. The Mandalorian is giving us orders. I hope it's per your request. He seems pretty official.
So, Viking knows that you are running around possibly spreading lies. So, yeah, these technicians, you hear them grumbling about, he shot the computer, we could have just hit Control-Alt-Delete, but whatever, fine. And, yeah, you go through a few more rooms, and you get to a room that would be a podcasting dream. It's like soundproof walls. And there's a kind of raised glowing disc in the middle. And you see just the back of an individual who's talking to no one you can see. And you hear Taken's voice. It's like,
I did not sign up for this. I'm not a warrior. I don't know what you have me doing here. This is not what I signed up for. No amount of credits is worth this.
Doric again kicks in the door.
Well, I assume you're already in there if you see.
Yeah.
Him.
Yeah. So what, okay. So I can see this person. What do they look like?
They are Taken. They are the exact same height and weight that Taken would be if he was Doric's age. This is like if someone took Taken, de-aged him to, I don't know, Doric's like what, 28 or something? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if someone took Taken, de-aged him from like the 50 plus he is down to 28 again, this is him.
Doric rounds the corner, enters the room, and stops. And for a moment, his brain shuts off. Taken?
The person turns. And they stop for a second, they look at you and they go...